Welcome to the Covenant of Peace radio broadcast, the teaching ministry of Pastor Blair Bradley. This program is dedicated to bringing you the glorious truth of God's Word, one verse at a time. We are living in powerful days, and we are seeing tremendous changes in our lives, our culture, our nation, and in the church. So now more than ever, we have a great need to exercise spiritual discernment and to know what the Bible teaches about the important issues that we all face today. So let's join Pastor Blair as he continues our study on the Word of God.
Welcome again, my beloved in Jesus Christ. We're continuing our verse-by-verse journey through the Epistle of Jude, and today we're going to continue to examine what Jude taught about the prophecy of Enoch. So let's open our Bibles and read Jude verses 14 and 15 again together. It was also about these men that Enoch in the seventh generation from Adam prophesied, saying, "Behold, the Lord came with many thousands of his holy ones, to execute judgment upon all, and to convict all the ungodly of all their ungodly deeds, which they have done in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." Now, these two verses show us in vivid detail of just how serious God is about judging those who bring in and teach false doctrine into the Church of Jesus Christ. I can only pray that we all begin to be as serious about this as God is. Now in verse 14, when Jude uses the words, "these men," in connection with the terrible judgment of God, he is referring to the very same people that he's been talking about in this entire book. Jude is not speaking here about the general judgment of those who were not saved. Jude is not even talking here about sinners in general. No, Jude is speaking about God's wrath being poured out against a very specific group of people. Let's review what we have learned so far about just who these people are. In verse 4, Jude introduces us to these people. He calls these people certain persons. Now, this reference that Jude makes here to these certain persons is so that we are aware about whom Jude is speaking. Jude tells us in verse 4, "For certain persons have crept in unnoticed, those who were long beforehand marked out for this condemnation, ungodly persons who turn the grace of our God into licentiousness and deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ." So we can see that the people that Jude is talking about here, receiving eternal damnation from God, are men who have crept in, men who have snuck in, men who have come into the church under the false pretenses, and who have come into the church not to serve God. They've not come in so they can become part of the body of Jesus Christ. No, these men had an ulterior motive in mind. These men came into the church to change it and destroy it. So how did these certain persons plan to destroy the Christian church? By an invading army? No. By swords and spears? No. By bombs or tanks? No. These men crept into the church like the snakes that they are, so they could poison the people of God with false doctrine, detestable teachings, and heresy, so they could deceive those in the Church of Jesus Christ. And all throughout verses 5 through 13, Jude goes into great detail to describe not only what these men teach, but he also gives us a clear picture of the internal corruption of these heretics. And I spent the last 6 months going over these verses very slowly in great detail so that you can have a clear picture of what we are up against. And if you missed any of these teachings, call or write me and I'll get you a copy. The Holy Spirit inspired Jude to define this battle as a spiritual battle for the hearts and minds and souls of God's people. It is a battle that has been raging for well over 2,000 years, and it is a battle that will continue to rage until Jesus comes. It is a long, protracted war against the truth, and only by being ever vigilant in this struggle will we maintain our church. As I told you many, many times during these broadcasts, the reason that the battle for the truth is difficult is because so many today in the modern church are asleep at the wheel and are not even aware that we are in a gigantic struggle for the soul of the church. Because sound doctrine has been moved to the back burner in most people's minds, we pay little attention to those who seek to pervert the right way of the Lord. And all of this is a sign that we are living in the last days. Paul warned us that this time was coming to the church in 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 5. "I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction." For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths. But you, be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. We live in that time today when more and more people want to be entertained. They want to engage in soft, shallow, easy conversation about earthly subjects that make no demand on their lives. They do not enjoy deep, serious discussion of eternal matters because they are addicted to the pleasures of this world. Line upon line, precept upon precept Bible studies are almost non-existent today as we are literally entertaining ourselves to death. Meanwhile, the cults and the false religions are growing by leaps and bounds all around us. And as I speak to people all over the country, their speech is the same. Today, to the average church member, doctrine, biblical truth, is dry, dull, and boring. They simply see no benefit in studying Scripture and uncovering inspired and infallible and inerrant divine truth. They will read a book about the Bible all day long, but not the Bible itself. They will be happy to watch Christian videos or go to Christian concerts or other church functions, but fewer and fewer people have any desire at all to learn objective, propositional, divine truth from the pages of Scripture. And this problem has been going on for so long now that very few churches today even have ministers on staff that know and understand Christian doctrine and Christian thought and Christian history. So the very same mistakes, the very same false teaching, the very same bad interpretation, the very same heresy that the church stumbled over and engaged in and fought and hashed out and won for over 1900 years has been lost to the current generation. So we are ill-prepared to ward off the invasion of these sleeper cells of spiritual terrorists who are planted inside the church right now. A secular philosopher said something one time, and although he was not a Christian, what he said is true. He said, "Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it." And what we are doing that right now. Today we have over 2,700 different Protestant denominations, all competing against each other for the souls of men. What do you think is the difference between all these groups? Doctrine. They are divided over doctrine. Because of this mass confusion, some today are calling for a complete end to all doctrine. They incorrectly reason among themselves that since doctrine has divided people, doctrine must be bad, and therefore we don't need doctrine at all. But that is a faulty logic, and it simply will not work. Please hear me when I say this. Doctrine is not the problem with the modern church. Bad doctrine is the problem. False doctrine, man-made doctrine, is the problem. Sound biblical truth is the answer to our shattered and splintered church. It is precisely because men will not humble themselves to what the Bible actually says that has caused the division, not divine truth. It is precisely because sound biblical truth has not been taught in many churches for well over 100 years that we have all the shenanigans going on today in the name of the Lord. It is when people are unwilling to submit to the authority of Scripture that we run into division. If everyone would bow their knees to God's truth, there would not be any division in the church, but a growing number of people today refuse to accept divine truth when it smacks them right in the face. So in order to have real and lasting unity, we must clearly define and correctly interpret what the Bible says and what the Bible teaches, and then submit to that, and we would have wonderful and glorious unity. But we can't throw biblical doctrine away, dear friends, because doctrine defines who we are and what we believe. Doctrine tells us who Jesus is, how to be saved, what sin is, how to organize and set up the church. Doctrine defines for us what the qualifications are for leadership in the house of God and how to worship God and who God is. So we cannot eliminate doctrine. We have to just make sure that our doctrine is biblical. So in reality, in the frivolous days that we are living in, we need more doctrine, not less. We need more divine truth, not less. We need to make sure that the doctrine that we have is sound and true and that it is biblical and that it is accurate. So we need more Bible study. We need more teaching about how to correctly interpret the Scripture, how to understand difficult passages, how to comprehend language difficulties, and how to put all the pieces together. We need to look backward at 2,000 years of church history and examine how the Christian church has fought and defended and struggled over the issues of doctrine and theology so that we may learn from their mistakes and so that we may glean from their wisdom and so that we may adopt what they did correctly. But this is a massive undertaking. It is a long, protracted struggle. It is a long war for the truth if we are to rightly and fully understand what God has said in His book. And the only way that we're going to do, and the only way that we're going to be willing to invest the time and the money and the energy to do this, is if we value truth enough, and if we see the attack against the truth to be a real and serious threat. So, if we do not love the truth, if sound doctrine is not important to us, if the desire to see the church be strong and healthy and obedient to her head, Jesus Christ, is not present in our hearts and minds, then we will not do what it takes to be strong and healthy and vibrant. We will also not expend the energy and the effort and the time and the money, and we will not be willing to struggle about this if we do not perceive the attempts at changing the gospel and altering the gospel and whitewashing the gospel to be a real and serious attack against biblical Christianity. When people become more interested in what Walmart is selling than what God is saying in the scriptures, then we have a real problem. When people are more concerned about what some liberal is saying in Washington than what Jesus Christ is speaking from heaven, then the church is in trouble. These social issues are important, please don't misunderstand me, but they are not more important than the integrity and the purity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But it is far easier to join a movement than it is to search the scriptures. It is easier to vote for the right candidate than it is to study the Bible. It is easier to join the right organizations or to promote the right federal judge than it is to make sure that what we believe is scriptural. And those things may be easier, but they are not more important. Jesus, Peter, Paul, James, Jude all knew that truth would come under attack, and so it is. They all told us in no uncertain terms that as we evangelize and as we preach and as we pray and as we go about doing the business of the Lord, we must guard against these certain men who will creep into the church to change the truth into a lie and alter the way that we view everything that is right and good and holy and pure. So for about 1850 years, the church did that. They waged war against heresy and against false teaching and against apostasy. But over the last 150 years or so, we seem to have become tired of the fight. We have become weary of well-doing. And the result is that we have become ignorant of our historical battles, and we have become unwilling to say and do and teach things that are unpopular, even if they are true. The Bible is filled with accounts of men of God who were very unpopular, but who were faithful to God. They didn't have large crowds to listen to them. The people didn't want to hear what these men had to say, but they were right, and God was with them, and they were faithful. Their heart was broken over the sins of God's people. They wept, and they were persecuted. They were laughed at. They were called mean-spirited. They were called hard. They were rejected. They were cast out, but God was with them, and they remained faithful to the end. I tell you that God is serious about this. And in verses 14 and 15 of Jude, we see an example of what is going to happen to those who try to change the truth into something that is more appealing to the carnal flesh of man. It is a serious and somber thought, and one that we should take to heart and make sure that what we believe and what we teach is not the invention of man, but is from the mouth and the mind and the heart of Almighty God. And that is why we need to earnestly contend for the faith that was once and for all delivered to the saints. Well, I'm going to have to stop right here, but please join me again on the next broadcast as we continue our journey through the Epistle of Jude. May God help us all.
Dear friends, if this radio broadcast of line upon line, precept upon precept teaching of God's holy word is a blessing to you, will you prayerfully consider supporting us financially? We want to increase our exposure here on the Gulf Coast through more radio stations and through the Internet. Would you pray about coming alongside of us and help us do that to God's glory? For further information about how you can partner with us in seeing the gospel triumph in our area, or to receive a copy of today's broadcast, go to our website, www.covenantofpeace.net. Until next time, May the peace of God keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.